Where do you think TempSirolinus is going to fit in the new algorithm?
That's a good and important question. I think it's going to be very different in the U.S. and in Europe. In the U.S., FDA has decided to give broad labeling to TempSirolimus. So I think people are going to use not only in poor-risk patients, but they are going to use it probably in intermediate patients. They are going to use it in second or third line. We don't have data of, but they are going to use it because the drug will be available. It's relatively safe drug. I mean, toxicity is probably a little lower than what we observe with sunitinib. It's an IV drug, and it's popular in the U.S. to give IV drugs. So I think it's probably going to be used more than we think. In Europe, the labeling will probably be very, very, very narrow. Only first-line poor-risk patients. So I think when it will be approved, and it should be approved in Europe by the end of this year, the number of patients who are going to receive the drug will be still low until we have more data in second-line or in intermediate group patients.
How about sorafenib? Where is that going to fit in?
So sorafenib, I mean, we had very important data on sorafenib at this meeting. The first one, we had the final analysis from the TARGET study, second line. Overall, we don't have survival benefit when you look, mainly due to crossover. But when you censor the patients at the time of crossover, then we have a significant difference.